Welcome back to AI Finance Lab. Today's topic might be the most important one for anyone working in finance right now. Is artificial intelligence going to replace financial analysts, or is it just the most powerful tool they've ever been given? This isn't hypothetical anymore. It's happening right now, and the speed of change is staggering.
It's a great question, and one that makes a lot of people in the industry uncomfortable. Let me say up front, I think AI is transformative, genuinely. But I also think the analysts are obsolete narrative is overblown and misses what analysts actually do all day.
Let's start with what AI can already do, because the capability list has grown enormously in just the last 2 years. Natural language processing can parse a full earnings call transcript, 10,000 words, in about 3 seconds. Not just keyword extraction, full sentiment analysis, guidance change detection, tone shifts between prepared remarks and Q&A, comparison against 5 years of prior calls. That used to be a junior analyst spending 4 hours with a highlighter.
I'll grant you that the NLP capability is impressive. Bloomberg GPT can do that, and several proprietary tools inside the big banks. But here's what the AI misses: context. When a CFO says we're cautiously optimistic about our pipeline, a human analyst who's covered that company for 3 years knows whether that's a meaningful upgrade or the same boilerplate they use every quarter. The AI reads the words. The analyst reads the person.
That's a fair point for now, but context windows are expanding rapidly. These models can ingest the last 20 quarters of transcripts and learn exactly that pattern. JP Morgan's coin platform, Contract Intelligence, already reviews commercial loan agreements that used to take lawyers 360,000 hours per year. It does it in seconds. And that's a legal adjacent task that requires genuine comprehension, not just pattern matching.
Coin is a good example, but it proves my point, not yours. JP Morgan didn't fire all their lawyers. They redeployed them to higher value work, complex negotiations, novel structures, client advisory. The tool handled the commodity work. The humans moved up the value chain. That's the pattern throughout history.
But the value chain keeps shrinking. Let me give you the full picture of what AI handles today. Automated DCF models. You feed in financial statements and assumptions, and you get a complete discounted cash flow with sensitivity tables in under a minute. Portfolio optimization that considers thousands of constraints and runs Monte Carlo simulations in real time. Anomaly detection in trading patterns that flags potential fraud or market manipulation. Credit scoring models that outperform traditional scorecards. Sentiment analysis across millions of social media posts, news articles, and regulatory filings simultaneously.
You're describing tools, not analysts. Every single thing you just listed is a computational task with well-defined inputs and outputs. Finance isn't just computation. When a private equity partner is sitting across the table from a founder negotiating an acquisition, that requires reading body language, understanding motivations, structuring creative deal terms that satisfy both parties, managing egos. No large language model is doing that.
Not yet, maybe, but most analysts aren't in that room. Most analysts are building the models that inform the person in that room, and that model building work is being automated away. McKinsey estimated that up to 40% of activities in finance could be automated with current technology. Kensho, which S&P Global acquired, can generate entire research reports from structured data. The question isn't whether AI can replace the managing director, it's whether it replaces the team of 6 analysts supporting them.
And that's where I get genuinely concerned for the junior analyst pipeline. If entry-level roles in equity research, credit analysis, and investment banking get automated, where do future managing directors come from? The apprenticeship model in finance depends on juniors doing the grunt work and learning from it. Remove the grunt work, and you might save cost in the short term, but lose your talent pipeline.
That's actually the strongest argument against the AI as just a tool framing. Renaissance Technologies has run Medallion Fund, arguably the most successful fund in history, with mathematicians and computer scientists, not traditional financial analysts. Their edge isn't financial intuition. It's data processing and pattern recognition at a scale humans simply cannot match. 39% annualized returns after fees over 3 decades. No team of human analysts has ever come close.
Renaissance is an outlier, and I think it's misleading to generalize from them. They're a quantitative hedge fund with a very specific strategy that works in liquid markets with high-frequency data. Most of finance isn't that. Most of finance is advisory, M&A, capital markets, restructuring, wealth management. These are relationship-driven businesses where trust and judgment matter more than speed.
Let me challenge that with a specific example. BlackRock's Aladdin platform manages risk for over $21 trillion in assets. It doesn't just crunch numbers. It generates investment recommendations, stress test portfolios across thousands of scenarios, and provides the analytical backbone that asset managers use to make allocation decisions. The humans make the final call, sure, but increasingly, they're ratifying what the machine already recommended.
And that final call is where the value lies. Aladdin is extraordinary technology, but it operates within parameters set by humans. It can't decide that an ESG mandate should override a return-maximizing allocation because of reputational risk to a specific client. It can't navigate the politics of a pension fund board meeting. It can't tell a family office client that their emotional attachment to a legacy holding is costing them 2% per year. That requires empathy, persuasion, and judgment.
I think we need to talk about the CFA versus prompt engineering question. The CFA charter has been the gold standard for investment professionals for decades. 3 levels of exams, thousands of hours of study, deep technical knowledge. But if an AI can do the technical analysis faster and more accurately than any CFA charter holder, does the credential still carry the same weight? Should young people entering finance be learning Python and prompt engineering instead?
Both, honestly. I don't think it's either or. The analysts who will thrive are the ones who can use AI tools expertly and apply financial judgment. It's the Centaur model, named after those chess experiments where human plus computer teams beat both pure humans and pure computers. The best financial analyst in 2030 will be someone who can interrogate an AI's output, spot where its assumptions break down, and explain the conclusions to a client in a way that builds confidence.
There's a strong historical case for that pattern. Spreadsheets didn't kill accountants. They made accountants more productive and shifted their role towards advisory. ATMs didn't kill bank tellers. The number of tellers actually increased because ATMs made it cheaper to open new branches. But I think there's a counterargument this time. Previous technology automated narrow tasks. AI automates reasoning itself. That's a qualitative difference, not just a quantitative one.
That's the crux of the debate, isn't it? And I think we have to be honest about the uncertainty. Nobody really knows how this plays out. But let me add 2 more considerations. First, regulation. Financial advice is heavily regulated. When an AI system recommends a portfolio allocation and the client loses money, who is liable? The model developer? The bank that deployed it? The compliance officer who signed off? These questions are unresolved, and they'll slow adoption in regulated advisory roles.
Regulation is a legitimate friction, but it tends to follow technology, not prevent it. The EU AI Act is creating frameworks for this. I'd argue regulation creates a moat for large incumbents who can afford compliance, Goldman, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan, rather than stopping AI adoption entirely.
And my second point, the moat question. If every bank has access to the same large language models, the same data feeds, the same computing infrastructure, where's the competitive edge? AI commoditizes analysis. If everyone's DCF model is equally fast and accurate, the edge shifts to distribution, relationships, reputation, and proprietary data. Those are fundamentally human advantages.
Unless the proprietary data advantage also gets disrupted, alternative data providers are democratizing access to satellite imagery, credit card data, web scraping, patent filings. The information asymmetry that used to give large firms an edge is shrinking. I'd argue the new edge is speed of integration. How fast can you turn a signal from an AI system into an actionable trade or recommendation? That's more about technology infrastructure than human judgment.
So where does that leave us? My view is this. AI will eliminate a significant number of analytical roles, particularly at the junior level, and in functions that are primarily computational. Sell-side equity research reports will become largely automated and probably free, killing the traditional research business model. But client-facing advisory, complex deal structuring, regulatory navigation, and fiduciary oversight will remain human for at least the next decade, probably longer.
I mostly agree with that timeline, but I'd go further on the magnitude. Within 5 years, I think a single senior analyst with AI tools will be able to do the work that currently requires a team of 5. That means 80% fewer analyst roles, not 0. The remaining 20% will be more senior, better paid, and far more productive. But the path into those roles, the junior analyst grind, may not exist anymore.
That has massive implications for business schools, CFA programs, and anyone advising young people on finance careers. The skill set is shifting fast. Understanding financial theory matters, but so does understanding how to work with AI systems, evaluate their outputs critically, and add the human layer that machines can't replicate.
Perhaps the real answer is that financial analyst as a job title will mean something completely different in 5 years. Less about building models and more about curating, interpreting, and communicating AI-generated insights. The analyst becomes an editor, a strategist, a translator between machine intelligence and human decision-making.
That's a reframe I can get behind. Not replacement, not just augmentation, transformation. The job changes so fundamentally that it's essentially a new profession wearing the old name.
Well said. And on that note,
Whether you're a student deciding on a career, an analyst wondering about your future, or a firm deciding where to invest in technology, the one thing that's clear is that standing still is not an option. The AI plus human model is coming whether the industry is ready or not.
Agreed. And for anyone listening, the best way to future-proof yourself is to get hands-on with these tools now. Don't wait for your firm to mandate it. Experiment, build, break things, and learn what AI does well and where it falls short. That experience will be more valuable than any credential.
That's a wrap on today's episode of AI Finance Lab. Thanks for listening. And if this sparked any thoughts, we'd love to hear them. See you next time.